Welcome back, friends. Stay Row Next, reporting for duty on the edge every Monday through Friday. We hit you with a mega nuclear blast of truth, justice, and the American way. And if you can't take it, well, stragglers will be shot. Let's get back into it. I'm joined by Dr. Michael Ross, and he has put together he's part of a group that's put together what's called Solemn Prayer Assembly. It's going to take place on Saturday, September 6th from 2 to 4 p.m. We're going to try and bring back some semblance of sanity. And hopefully God will smile down on us, because I'll tell you, at times I wonder, where is he? Is he causing a hurricane in Tierra del Fuego? I mean, God, please look at what's going on here and help us, please. Amen. Let's talk back with Dr. Michael Ross. Dr. Michael Ross, welcome back to On the Edge.
Yes, thank you.
Now, before the break, we were talking about, we just dove into marriage there briefly, and I want you to take up where we left off, if you would, please.
Well, yeah, I was talking about the history of the law being gutted from marriage. You know, when a couple gets together and they say, I do, they're forming a contract, at the very, very least.
Right.
So if they're marrying in a secular situation, in a courthouse, or, you know, the clerk of the city or whatever is marrying them, they're making a contract. And that contract is protected by Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution. It says that it's got to be upheld. The whole system, everything, has to uphold that contract. And that's why we're able to have an economy.
Yes.
Businesses can rely on the fact that people will be held to their word when they make a promise, and when there's a lot of money and a lot of other things at stake. And likewise for marriage. Now, if you marry before the altar in a church or in a synagogue or a mosque or a Hindu temple, all right, you're bringing God into the matter now. God is becoming a party and a witness to what you're saying, and your promise to your spouse is also a promise to God. That's the First Amendment. So not only does Article 1, Section 10 apply, but the First Amendment applies.
Right.
And so does the 7th, 9th, and 14th Amendments apply. So there's a constitutional framework for defending marriage and family. And really, you're talking about a little child. They are depending upon that I do that mom and dad make, that mom and dad need to continue making every single day.
And in best case scenario, defending that family and that child through the sanctity of marriage, it defends our society, our American society. It is crucial that we do that.
Absolutely. The word economy is a Greek word, and it had to do with the workability of one household at a time. So when we talk about the economy, we're talking about all of those households added up together. That makes the economy. But when the state is
right.
invested in busting up all of those households, it's invested in destroying the economy.
And hang on a second. I don't want to blow past that too fast. You just nailed something there. This state in 2014 seems to have a vested interest in relaxing everything and almost undermining the family, the traditional marriage, if you will. It's like they're doing it by design. I don't know if it's part of the fundamental transformation or what.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm a physician, and I look for signs and symptoms to find the disorder. And once I find the disorder and I nail it, then I could do something about it. So as I've been exploring this is a 20-year project for me. Little by little, I got drawn into this more and more and more because, you know, I'm looking at, wow, I'm wasting my time spinning my wheels in the emergency
yeah.
department. If I really want to heal people, I got to solve this problem that's really doing them in.
How do we do that?
Well,
what have you
for
found?
One, it would help if we had a legal structure that supported marriage and family. So when couples get into the weeds, they get into trouble, they can't talk and all of that, and that's going to happen because we're human beings. Every single marriage is going to have conflict and trouble and breakdowns in trust and all kinds of stuff, and all of that can be healed. I'm telling you, I was working in the ER in New York, and I had a guy that came in that got pushed in front of a subway train. The guy had everything broken. His chest was collapsed. I mean, it was unbelievable. And we all went to work, and we saved that guy.
Right.
How we saved him, God only knows.
So do you want to make it harder for people to divorce, or do you want to make it impossible for people to divorce?
I want people to be held to their vows.
But wait, I want to get an answer to that question. I'm curious.
I'm giving you the answer. If they're held to the contract. Then they're helped.
So how do you get out of the contract? How do you get out of the contract if you absolutely have to get out? What if somebody's in an overly abusive, I know I'm going somewhere in the weeds here, but somebody's in just a hideously abusive marriage and they want out. How do you get out if they're held to the contract?
Well, the idea is the person who's acting out is held accountable for their acting out behavior.
There's got to be a way out. There's no way that you can put in place some type of we're going to make you maintain the contract if you're in a crazy spouse. Some people don't get well. Some people never get well.
Understandably. Yeah. If you're in a secular marriage and it's a contract, then the deal is that the person who is violating the original agreement is held accountable. And that's a simple legal process. That's not a big deal. It can be
if somebody's blacking your eyes and breaking your bones, that's not a simple legal matter. Let's move on.
The problem is we always want to look at the worst case scenario.
Most
marriages don't involve people bones broken.
There needs
most
to be
of
a
them,
safety
not
valve.
That at all.
I got it. I want to move on. There needs to be a safety valve. You got to have a way out. Sorry, that's my opinion.
Here's what I think. What we're promoting is a mentoring process that becomes pervasive everywhere, mm-hmm. where you have married couples who, with a little bit of training, can mentor other couples. This is the best model that works, and we'd like the houses of worship to adopt it.
That sounds
great.
Because
it's highly successful, and we have a whole city that got transformed, the city of El Paso, by using that rubric.
People in El Paso are still beating the crap out of each other and getting divorced. I want to move on to September 6, 2014. You have a day of prayer and repentance coming up. Let's address that because we're only about 2 minutes out on this break. How is this going to solve our problems?
Well,
what is this? What are we doing?
First of all, it's recognizing that we're a nation under God. Mm-hmm. And if we want to be relieved of these problems, we've got to turn to the one who has the power to relieve these problems. We've got to turn to God, and we've got to do it together. We're one society, we're one people, we're under God, we've got to ask for His help. And this event is focused on three areas where there are major spiritual conflicts. One is the issue about life, killing the baby in the womb, and then destroying the kid after the kid gets out of the womb, and then killing off our old people because their problems are too complicated.
Right.
And then the issue of marriage and family that we've been talking about, protecting the children, and then finally, religious freedom.
Now, I got to tell you, I agree 100% with you on that. I think the only way out of this is through a loving God that we have a relationship with, and we have to find that on our own. It's not going to happen through any kind of legislation or a legally binding contract with lawyers, but I'm with you 100% on this. And so this is coming together on September 6th on where? The State Capitol steps?
State Capitol steps.
30 seconds.
We recommend that people get up there early, maybe around 12:30 or so, because we're going to have to find parking and things like that. So we can get folks up there early. We'll get them on the Capitol steps. We've got an incredible lineup of people that will be there. They'll be giving us their wisdom.
Right.
They'll be helping us to pray. And then after the event from 4 to 6,
15 seconds. I got to fly. September 6, 2014, a day of prayer and repentance, defending Michigan and America. That's in Lansing on the Capitol steps. Thank you, Dr. Ross. You're on the edge.